Okay, welcome everybody to the One Amazing Life podcast. My name is Chris Stewart, and as always, I am your humble servant and co-host for this week's show. We have a great show lined up for you guys. If you're new joining us, thank you for tuning in. You know what's cool about this show is that this is a show for teenagers and young adults by teenagers and young adults. So all the people you'll be hearing from on this show today are going to be living their own life experiences, man. We get honest on this show. We get vulnerable on this show. And we are just here to make a connection around the world with people that are going through similar experiences. But before I get to my guests on this week's show, I want to introduce my main man, my co-host, and all of these adventures, and his name is...
Hey, this is Jamie. I'm glad to be with you again, Chris. Your hair is looking amazing today, and I'm jealous. I'm wearing a hat today because my hair does not look amazing. It is a complete wreck. So, Chris, you're looking good today, my friend.
Thank you, brother. I'm feeling good today. Jamie, what do you think? Should we introduce our guests this week?
Let's do it. I want to know these people. We got four people with us today. This is exciting.
This is exciting. Well, Alex, we'll start with you.
I'm Alex Pittman. I'm 18 years old, and probably something positive that has come from this whole pandemic thing. More time at home to get things done, I guess. That just needed to be done around the house, so it's kind of nice.
Okay, and you're a senior this year, correct?
Yes.
So, can you talk about real quick? Just kind of give us a little glimpse of what that looks like. Not to be in school for the final couple months of your senior year?
Yeah, it's really weird. Really sucks because of all the people that you're missing out on, not just like the people in my class, but the people in every grade that like made relationships with for the past couple years. Yeah, it just sucks not to see everybody and just kind of have to deal with the fact that I'm not going to see them for a while. But I can't really do anything about it, so.
Yeah. I imagine that is tough, and we'll probably talk more about that on the show later. So, Alex, great to have you here. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to go over to Miss Maggie.
Hi, my name is Maggie. Something good that's come from quarantine. I'd probably say that I get a lot of time to do driving practice. Just drive around to nowhere.
I mean, it's pretty cool that there's no traffic right now, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
perfect.
You're getting spoiled because I'll tell you, once we go back to normal, you're going to not want to drive at all because you're going to be stuck in traffic all the time. That's Southern California, you know what I mean? All right, let's shift it over to Bella.
Hi, I'm Isabella. I'm 15. Something, I mean, for quarantine, I've taken up a lot of new things, I guess I'd say. Or and like self-care too, like I've gotten some sleep and stuff, but also driving, like Maggie said, I've been driving a lot.
Are you getting comfortable with it? Do you like it?
Yeah, there is no one on the road, which is also nice, but I've been like baking, doing a lot, so.
You know I'm a dessertitarian, Bella. What have you been baking? I gotta know.
I made lemon bars, and then I made like these like, caramel brownies. They were so like flag and just so good.
That sounds delicious, Bella. That's impressive.
I'm getting kind of good, I swear.
Well, we will definitely look forward to the reemergence of human life in a public place so we can test out these delicious creations of yours, Bella. All right, sweet. And now we're going over to Miss Ashley.
Okay, I'm Ashley and I'm 17 and I've been going on a lot of like walks, but like I've been like quarantining, like in my neighborhood, like just getting out, which has like kept me from like feeling like I'm going crazy.
Nice. Ashley, I've been doing a lot of walks too. What's like one kind of weird thing that you've seen at your neighbor's house that you never noticed before? Like your neighbors have any like weird, like little lawn ornaments or little signs up in the window or anything like that?
No.
Really? Well, because my neighbors, like, a lot of my neighbors have, like, little kids, so I guess they do, like, these little neighborhood things. So, like, one day I went for a walk, and, like, everybody, like, taped their teddy bears to the window, you know what I mean? Like, it was a sign of, like, I don't know, some kind of teddy bear love or something.
Oh, that's crazy. I haven't seen anything like that.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. It's like little kids, you know, like little 5-6-year-old kids, and they do, like, this artwork, put it in the window, and then all the other kids are supposed to follow, I don't know. I just walk around the neighborhood going, these kids are out of their minds. All right, well, let's jump into the show today. So, Jamie, we're talking about loss today. Man, boy, that's I mean, right now I think is the most critical time to kind of talk about it, right? Because we've lost, I don't know, just so many things. We're losing people, we're losing freedoms, we're losing not friendships, but connections with friends. I mean, just a lot of stuff going on, don't you think?
Yeah, people are losing things left and right. I mean, it's been a really tough time, and some of it seems really, really heavy and really serious, and some of it is maybe a little bit smaller, but still significant. I mean, you think about what's happening now. It's something as small as people not being able to sit down at their favorite restaurant, and there's a level of loss to that, all the way to maybe losing a loved one because of this virus, and that's a huge deal. So I think today, you know, it's kind of interesting to note and to realize and to acknowledge that all loss is real loss. We feel it as loss, and I'm curious to hear about what kind of loss our guests have experienced, and looking forward to that. So, Chris, what do we got going? What questions do we have for these people?
So I want to preface this to all my guests, and how we're going to kind of work this show today is I want you to kind of preface your loss by once again repeating like your name so we know who's talking, and just kind of say, you know, like my name is fill in the blank. And if you really knew me, you would know that I lost, and then go into something. So it sounded like, you know, I would say like my name is Chris. And if you really knew me, I lost a really great job I had to work for a toy company once. So, Maggie, let's start with you.
My name is Maggie, and the thing that I lost because of coronavirus was my lacrosse season, which was a bummer because it was my first lacrosse season. I was excited about it, learning all that, and then it just got completely canceled.
What does that take away from you? Right, like, what was the emotion that happened with that? Was it, you know, like they talk about the five stages of grief? You know, we have anger, we have bargaining, we have denial. What kind of was the most prevalent emotion that you went through at that time?
So I'd say the biggest emotion was probably disappointment because we had just started and I was meeting a whole new group of girls too that I'm not going to get to see again. And it was fun. I mean, the season started off good, which was also a bummer because it just ended so fast and so suddenly.
And so are you able to still stay connected with these girls? You guys still have like virtual lacrosse, not practice obviously, but do you guys still get together and talk at all? Is that possible, or is it just kind of like gone dormant?
Yeah, we had a Zoom the other day, which was fun. The coach joined and that was exciting. But yeah, we're definitely not practicing. And even if I want to practice by myself, it's hard because there's kind of need two people to practice.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's not really a one-man sport, a one-woman sport, I should say. That's got to be tough. What's something you kind of use as a coping mechanism? Like, what do you tell yourself in order not to stay disappointed or get depressed about that?
Well, one of the big things is just that it was like my daily exercise, so I try to exercise, doing something else every day, like go for a run, or that's pretty much it, go for a run.
Well, no, and I love that you said that because, you know, a lot of people don't know this, but, you know, the number one cure for depression is actually exercise, physical exercise. You know, it's we throw a lot of medications at it a lot of the time, but, you know, Harvard Medical School has actually done this study numerous times, and every time it's known that physical exercise actually helps alleviate the symptoms of depression more than anything else that's ever been created. So I'm glad to hear that you're actually following through on that. And that's actually a true statement. So that's super awesome. Great. I'm going to switch over now to Ashley.
So I was supposed to do these lifeguard tryouts and they got canceled because of Corona. And it made me upset because I was really excited for it.
And Ashley, this is Jamie here. Ashley, is that actually something that's going to be like a job too? Or is it a tryout just for like junior guards?
That was going to be like a summer job. Like I've done junior lifeguards for 2 years. I've like interned for them. And then I was actually going to like try out for like the city of Del Mar, like the actual lifeguard stuff. And like it got canceled unless they figure something out. So that's something I lost because of Corona.
And what, how are you processing that, right? Like how do you stay positive on something like that?
Well, there's nothing you can really do about it. It's just like something that happened, and like, it's happening to everyone else too. Like everyone else is losing things that should have still been going on. So I just try to stay positive about it. And I mean, maybe something will happen and they'll reschedule it for like a later date, but I'm just kind of going with it.
Yeah. No, I mean, the thing is like, they closed down the beaches and stuff too. So it's not even like there's no lifeguards, like there's no swimmers.
You know? Exactly.
So that's like the crazy part, right? Yeah. Isabella, what about you?
Okay. For me, just like, you know, a lot of people, I've lost my soccer season. I had like a big, we were just starting to train for like our league and it got canceled. So that couple friendships, cause I was just starting to meet this like nice friend group, and then like we were all going to hang out. Now we can't. So it's kind of hard.
Now I'll ask you the same question that I asked Maggie. Are you guys actually continuing to do any kind of Zoom calls as a team, or is everybody just kind of gone their separate ways?
No, for soccer, we have Zoom call, or yeah, we have Zoom calls. It's like our practices, and then we also have like workouts on Zoom, and like it's like kind of mandatory. So like, and there's like homework and stuff. So
that is crazy to me. The Zoom practice that has mandatory homework is that's next level.
It's a lot too. It's like weird. Like my coach is weirdly intense about it. And like, if you don't, you can't just not do it. Cause he's like, he knows. So he's like tracking, see who's like keeping up with the training and stuff.
So is it all the bad parts of soccer without the actual seeing, your friends, or I mean, is it okay? Do you get to see other people in it?
I don't really see. Well, I mean, we're on the Zoom, but we can't talk. We're just like muting ourselves. And I mean, you talk when you're asked to. So it's like, we don't really communicate and have nice conversations.
Yeah. Now I agree with Jamie. I think, but for me, I'll be honest, you know, I played soccer for years, and the only really good part of soccer, Jamie, I think, is actually scoring a goal. So I would think that being away from that area, like everything is pretty much not as fun, right? Like,
Chris,
I don't want to run around my neighborhood 50 times. Like,
I played soccer for 2 seasons and I wouldn't know much about scoring any goals, unfortunately. I was far away from that part of soccer. My favorite part of soccer was the orange slices. That's about all I liked.
What were you, like 9 years old or something?
That's about the last time I played soccer successfully.
No, but even, I mean, Chris, I understand like the whole like getting to score goals. I was like, okay, at least I can shoot, you know, but all the fields are canceled, or like not canceled, they're like closed. And the goals are closed, locked up. So I can't even like go shooting.
No, and it's funny. It's funny about, because when I was your age, I used to go out in the backyard and just like kick the soccer ball against the fence. You know what I mean? Like, and I think that took up all the money I saved up all summer. I had to replace the fence because I broke so many of the boards that my parents actually made me like replace the boards. I had to pay for them. I had to go to like Home Depot and buy all these boards and then bring it back. And like, I was like so mad. Cool. Okay. I'm going to switch over to Alex. Tell us about something that you're going through, a loss that you're going through right now.
Like we touched on a little earlier, just the loss of my senior year and just kind of everything, prom, graduation, senior trip. My school, we do a thing called Senior Business Week. It's our economics, like it's like our final kind of thing where we get in a group of 6 people and we contact a business and like basically like food. And then we go to school and for a week, we sell that to the whole student campus during lunch and our break and stuff. And so that's something that like, that's been going on for years. And like, I've noticed that since I went to that school and in seventh grade. And so like, I've been so excited to do it once I got into my senior year, but now it's kind of all gone. So yeah.
Wow. That's gotta be tough. You know, when you look forward to something, it's not just the graduation part, right? Like, but this is something of like where you earned it, I feel like, right? Mm-hmm. It's like you have gone in and done your time and you've done the right thing. And this was going to be like your way to kind of give back, but also get recognition from the rest of the student body and also to inspire, let's be honest, right? Because there's like new seventh grade kids coming in. They're going to see you and be like, wow, I can't wait to be like Alex and get to do this. Like, that's going to mean I'm an adult, so to speak, or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So I think that's you know, the loss on that is, and correct me if I'm wrong, but, you know, it's like when you do the right thing and then you still don't get to do something, there's something like that kind of kindles inside of you. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah. It's like something you've worked hard for your entire life, going to preschool, elementary school, to middle school, and finally going through everything in high school to like, it's kind of like the reward, everything at the end of like senior year, like that's kind of your reward. And then kind of like stripped away kind of thing.
Do you have any plans to do anything similar once the quarantine is lifted, if it's lifted in time, or have there been any of you like guys that have gotten together and say, hey, like, even though we can't do this, maybe it's school, maybe we could have, you know, like a public, I don't want to say a public, that might not be the right word, but you know what I mean? Like some kind of like offsite, maybe feeding the homeless or making sandwiches and selling that to raise money. Or is there any talk of stuff like that? Or is it just kind of, now we're just not doing it?
I mean, a little bit, just like here and there, like stuff, talking to friends about things we could do like over the summer once this is over, and just little remarks here and there.
Sure. Well, being a therapist, you know, I would strongly encourage that, Alex, because I'm telling you, there is definitely, even if it's something different, there's a sense of completion in you that, you know, you'll want to take moving forward into life. That no matter, and it'll kind of show you the balance of, even if it's a smaller thing to do, this, that completion will really benefit you, you know, emotionally and mentally as well moving forward. So I invite you, even if it's just for your family, right? Like that kind of a thing, right? It doesn't matter how big or how small it is. It's just the actual act of doing it. So just something to think about, you know. I'm going to go into round two now and talk about something a little bit deeper. You know, we talked about a lot of stuff with the coronavirus right now and things that we've lost like that. But I also want all of our listeners, people around the world, to hear like a little bit more something personal about us. And Jeremy, I know you've had a big loss. I don't know. I don't want to put you on the spot, but would you mind sharing a little bit about that and how you're getting along with that?
Yeah. So back in January, my dad, who was 68, died from pancreatic cancer. And that's a big loss. You know, I had a really, really good dad, great guy. He was a pastor and just a, you know, someone I would call probably two or three times a week just to talk to. Good guy. And so he passed away back in January. And I've been in this whole, you know, process of going through that, you know, going through the grief, the loss, and processing what that's like. So it's been a really big deal. You know, I think about all the losses I've experienced in my life, and that's kind of like the top so far, that I've ever had to go through. So, I feel a little bit like I'm coming out of it, not still back in the real kind of dark times of grief. But at the same time, it's still a reality that I don't think I've had a day where I haven't thought about it. So yeah, that's where I'm at with that whole loss and that grief. That's kind of the current event for me and partially why I wanted to talk about, loss on the episode today. So I appreciate you asking about it.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, this, our community, you know, we're a family. You know, even though it was the loss of your father, I still felt it, you know, and you know, I lost my father as well about a year ago, a little bit longer than that. And so, you know, being is that this is what we do is the One Amazing Life podcast. Is we want to connect with other people that go through a lot of the same stuff as we do and might not have people around them that understand, or they feel like maybe they don't have somebody around, or they maybe think they're the only ones that it's happening to. And that's kind of what we want to talk to. So thank you for bringing that up and once again, our condolences on that loss. Bella, let's start with you on this round. What would be something that's a little bit more personal that maybe you've lost sometime in your life that was really difficult for you to process?
The first thing that comes to my mind, like I've lost a lot of things, but it was a really important friendship to me. It was like my bestest friend ever. it's a long story, but we're kind of not that way anymore. So that's like something I've definitely had to go through. I still think about it all the time.
Belle, in that situation, because I think it happens to a lot more people than people want to talk about, and people just kind of accept it and move on and think that it's meant to be. But like, why do you think that happened?
Yeah, so she did have a boy. She got a boyfriend. That's the thing. But it's not like, oh, I can balance my boyfriend and my friends. I wasn't like, you know, I'm jealous. Like, it was like she completely just kind of dropped me like that. So I didn't want to like get in her way, you know. I talked to her about it. I was like, seems a little like I'm being kind of pushed away. The conversations didn't go as planned, but I was like mature, you know, and I was like, okay, I still want to be friends. Like, so we're chill. We're just not ever going to be the way we were.
And even as I hear you talk about, you know, I can't help but think of Alex, and we'll get to him in a minute on, you know, like moving forward, like, you know, things are going to come back to normal, but they're never going to be the way that they were. And I think that's a great way to really emphasize on this show of how we can overcome those things and still maintain, you know, our faith and our friendships. And you know, it's a learning experience for sure. But usually a lot of stuff we learn in life to get us to the next level are things that we wouldn't pick for ourselves, right? Maggie, what's something that you've lost a little bit more on a personal level?
So I've lost grandparents, pets, friends, mm-hmm. all the lot. But I think that something that's more current for me is this trip that I was going to go on over the summer. So I've been taking Spanish for like basically my entire life, all through middle school, all through high school. I have like my AP Spanish test coming up too. But I was going to go to the Dominican Republic for a month over the summer and live with a family there, speak Spanish, all of that. And that's just done, which mostly I think it was like what you were saying with Alex. It's like you feel like you deserved it. You've done all the work, you know, and then it's just not going to happen.
No, and I think that is, you know, I kind of relate that to, you know, like, and you'll understand this being an athlete as well, is, you know, like a lot of times I know I work with a lot of athletes and they will train and do all this work. And then all of a sudden, like through a freak accident, like break their leg or something. Right. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, like, that's it. You know, like I can't play anymore. And like, well, the big game's coming up. Like I can't play, you know what I mean? And it's like a party is missing, you know what I mean? Because we put these expectations on, this is going to be the coolest month ever, right? Like, wow, I'm going to get to do all this new adventures and excitement. And like, did you know the family yet?
No, I hadn't met the family yet, but I was doing through this organization where we started like planning for it like months ago, you know, fundraising. Like I had to go to trainings and all this stuff. And then like we had a Zoom call the other day and they were like, well, we've hoped that what you've learned in these trainings will help you in the real world. And we're like, oh, great. Lovely.
Yeah. Like, what does that even mean to you? Right. Like, how is this going to help?
And Chris, I think you bring up a really good point too, that sometimes, you know, just anticipating a loss can hurt, or you can feel that just as much as actually the loss happening. Right. So when you're looking forward to do something, you haven't necessarily had the loss happen yet, but even anticipating that loss coming up can really hit you pretty hard, especially right now. I think with a lot of us looking towards things like high school graduations or camps or trips we wanted to this summer, or you know, even jobs and things like that you guys have mentioned. It's rough just even thinking about all the things that you wanted to do that you can't do.
No, absolutely. I mean, and that's really emotionally and mentally, that can really play on us, right? It's like you put in that little deep-seated resentment that you don't even know is there, and you know, and it comes out later in life. And Maggie, I want to ask you one more question. And it's like, we know that the Dominican Republic will be there still, right? Like after the quarantine, or maybe even next year. And you know, a lot of the times we hear people say, oh, well, everything is in God's timing, right? I'm sure you've heard that before. But what's the actual feelings when you hear that, or when you think about that, but it's not now, right? Like I always have a hard time thinking that, you know, like, because there's been a lot of stuff in my life, right, where I can't wait to do this, and then I'll say like, oh, we're not going to do it now, we're going to do it next year. And I'm like, what? And then something always works out, you know, where you'll get to do it the next year. But what would you tell the listeners something that you've actually used to get through this time right now? Because at the time, and correct me if I'm wrong, it feels like this is only happening to me and the world is caving in.
Yeah. So I am hopeful that I'll get to go another year. But I would just say that, like, it is trying to, like, keep positive mindset. Like, oh, I didn't do all this for nothing. Like, I can still speak Spanish. That's, like, so much cooler, you know. I can communicate with anyone else. So you kind of just got to find the positives of the situation. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that, though. I know that that is definitely a tough situation. And I'm sure people are definitely relating to you on that one as well. So thank you. Okay, Miss Ashley, we're going over to you.
Okay, so I worked at VG's Donuts. It's in Cardiff for like 6 months. Then like a month and a half ago, I found out that I like got fired, and like I wasn't really sure why, and she didn't give me a reason why, like when she did it. And that like was really hard on me, and like I didn't think it would have been, but like I was really upset about it. And it just like made me question like if I was like good enough, because like I was just, I thought I did a good job, but maybe she didn't think so. And that was just like really hard on me.
Ashley, now you mentioned a bunch of really good things in there. I know Chris is going to hit up on one of them, but I just want to ask you a question. When you first heard like that you got let go or you got fired, what were you feeling? Like, what emotions were you feeling? If you could give some words to those.
I was like really confused, and I was just kind of in shock. Like, I wasn't the only one that got like let go or whatever. So like it made it like a slightly less offensive, but I was just like really upset.
Yeah. You know, Ashley, thank you first of all for sharing that, because I am sure that this is going to resonate with so many of our listeners. And you know, and I look back over my life and a lot of very similar situations where I've lost jobs, and it's, I think the, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but the hardest part isn't losing the job, it's the why.
Yeah. Right?
Like
yeah.
If somebody tells you to your face, hey, you screwed up, or hey, you didn't come in on time, or you know, whatever that looks like, not just for a job, but anything in life, then you can kind of go like, either I did or I didn't. And yeah. Okay, at least I can accept it. But, you know, and this is great because this not only applies to employee relationships, but also like personal relationships, right? Like if you get broken up with somebody and like, oh, we're breaking up, like it's, you know, I don't feel like this is going anywhere. You're like, what, for what? Like, I thought we were great. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And like, talk about that. Like, how are you working through that? Right. Because I know you personally, right. And I know that you're awesome as a human being. Mm-hmm. And I know that you can definitely fulfill the role, whatever the role was at this particular place. I've been there numerous times. I know what it takes to work there. Yeah. And I know you can fulfill on that role. So that being said, me telling you that doesn't make you feel necessarily better about it, does it?
No. Well, sort of. I felt like bad about it for a few days, but then I got over it like pretty fast. And like before Corona had actually like started, like I already had started applying for other things, and I already had like an interview set, and then this whole thing happened. So I just got over it by kind of realizing that like, well, if it didn't work out one place, like that doesn't mean it's not going to happen somewhere else. And like, maybe it was just the person that we didn't like have a good connection or something.
I look forward to seeing what your next job is going to be, because they're going to be very lucky to get you, just so you know. So thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. And my good friend, Alex, we are going to you, sir.
So something that I lost that was significant to me was a couple years ago, I found out that one of my friends from a summer camp I went to the year before killed himself. Mm. And so we weren't like best friends, but we were still like good friends and stuff. So when I just found out from like one of my other friends, he texted me and he was like, as I heard the news, and like, I said no, and he just told me. And like for a decent amount of time after that, like it was such a weird feeling that I just kind of had over me. It was like such like a, just like a confusion mixed with like sadness and just like not really sure what's going on. Like I kind of just had that, like that kind of weight and that feeling over me for a while. So that was something that really just affected me
suicide is definitely one of the hardest things to deal with. You know, as a therapist, like I said, you know, and I talk with all these people, and it's like the hardest thing about that is going back to kind of like what we were talking with Ashley about, is the fact that you don't know why, you know, and typically, like, you know, even if they leave a note or something like that, it doesn't really explain why. Right. And, and can you talk a little bit about this? 'Cause I think this happens with a lot of people, is that, did you feel that maybe you could have done something?
Yeah. I just felt like, I mean, I didn't even know what was going on. Like, I didn't know that she was really feeling like so empty inside that she felt like she needed to do that. If I just like knew something, like there could have been something like reached out and just like made sure that, she knew that me and all her other friends were there for her. 'Cause like, I mean, at her funeral, it's back east in the Midwest. That's where the camp was, and that's where she lives, and all my other friends live from that camp. And like at the funeral, there were so many of her friends just like there for her. Like, I just remember my friend sent me a picture, them all standing in a circle. Like, if she just knew that there were that many people there for her that loved her and like could have helped her, it's just like, yeah, like what you're saying, like if I felt just like if there was something I could have done.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm sorry for your loss on that, you know, and that is it's definitely a tough thing to deal with, you know. Now, out of that, have you been able to take a different interest in some people that you see might be suffering? I mean, does it seem more acute to you now? You know what I mean? Like, if you see somebody in a tough situation, do you notice it a lot more, or have you always been very perceptive to, like, you seem like a very outgoing person and very friendly already, but is this something that's changed you, where you kind of look at people in a different light and wonder, do I need to say something? Do you follow your intuition a little bit more on talking to people if they pop in your head, just out of curiosity?
Yeah. I mean, I've kind of always just noticed people's emotions and stuff, but like I feel like since that happened, it's kind of been like heightened. Like if I'm just at school and I just see somebody kind of just moping around, like I just want to make sure that I talk to them and just say hey. And like one of the kids in my class who he doesn't really have a lot of friends, I have one class with him, and I just like whenever I'm in that class, I always try and talk to him, just like just be friends with him, be friendly, talk to him about like his life and stuff. I mean, I don't know if he's sad or happy or what's going on in his life, but in case there's something like that, because I just noticed that he doesn't have a lot of friends, I just want to make sure that he knows, like he has people that still love him, like, and that there's, if he's going through anything, there's no reason to do it, because there's people that will be there for him and can help him with whatever he's going through.
And I think now is probably a good time just to add this in here to anyone out there. If you just even Google suicide prevention hotlines, you're going to get all sorts of information. But kind of the national number is 1-800-273-8255. That's 1-800-273-TALK. If you or anyone is going through something, you don't have someone to talk to, man, give it a try. Give it a talk. There's even services where you can text and chat with folks. So I just want to make sure everyone out there knows that that you're not alone. There are people out there for you, and you can get a hold of them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So, Alex, I think your friend probably would want everyone, if they could tell you now, they would want everyone to know that there is help out there and you can get it. Absolutely. So I want to make sure everyone knows that.
Yeah, no, and that's great. And, you know, to kind of wrap up what we've been talking about today with loss, you know, for everybody that's listening, like, you're not alone out there. And Alex brought up another really great point, and that is I guarantee you, no matter who you are, there's at least one person that is going to be devastated if you decide to check out. And, that's right. And you know, and it's, I see this time and time again, you know, 'cause for you, those of you that don't know, I work a lot in the addiction field. And I see a lot of people that, you know, lose their life due to addictions to different things, especially drugs. And it's like, it's one of these things of where, if we look at what the thing is, it's like, if you don't know something, ask, you know, people would love to answer your question. If you don't know the answer to something, ask for help, or ask, you know, why is this happening? You know, and have somebody, you know, you can go to anybody, a friend, a pastor, a therapist or a counselor or a teacher, anything like that, to help understand, you know, like, we all want to help you get through a tough time in your life. And, you know, the other thing, you know, that we were talking about is that this doesn't just happen to you. I can guarantee you that if you share what happens with you, you really help other people heal. As tough as it might be, you're actually helping save somebody's life possibly by letting them know that they're not alone and that they weren't the only ones that go through this. Job losses, relationship losses. You know, obviously we're dealing with something new right now with this corona quarantine, where we've never actually had, you know, necessarily proms and graduations and soccer event or, you know, sporting events and things like that canceled on such a large scale. But people have definitely gone through a lot of tough times before. And, you know, I know we're going to be okay through this, right? And we're all going to stick together and we're all going to support each other when this time ends and we're able to come back in and really, you know, get things going again. So, you know, with that, I just want to say thanks again so much to our guests for being on the show, and Alex and Bella and Ashley and Maggie, thank you so much for joining us and sharing your stories of loss with us today. And also giving us a lot of inspiration and hope as well.
Final thoughts before we close up is know that, just like Chris said, you're not alone. God lost his only son. I can't think of anything worse than losing a kid. And God only had one kid, and that was Jesus. And he knows what it's like. God knows what it's like to experience loss. So know that you're not alone in that, and God is there for you. Whoever you are, whatever loss you're going through out there, God has experienced it. And the other thing, too, is that God goes out to seek and to save those who are lost. Meaning, if you're feeling lost right now, too, God is coming after you. He is hunting you down right now, which is a great, great thing. So if anyone out there has experienced even spiritual loss, too, again, hit up Chris at that email address, or Jamie at SolanaPress.org, or Patrick, or any pastor or person that you know, because spiritual loss is a real deal. We could probably do a whole show on that. But just know, again, that you are not alone in all this.
All right, you guys have a great week. We will see you again next week on the One Amazing Youth Podcast. Everybody have a great week. God bless.